Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Jeremiah 1:5. Good evening, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I am delighted the Agricultural Bureau of South Australia has invited me to present on how both the Peter Olsen's Fellowship and the Rural Youth Bursary has made an impact on my life. I do not believe it was by chance my parents called me Rachel. I am one of five children and the only one that does not carry a family name. The name Rachel is Hebrew and means ewe lamb. My love affair with livestock started young, growing up on a sheep property on Kangaroo Island. I enjoyed raising a variety of orphans and nursing sick animals back to health. My introduction to the stud arena came through showing cattle in the local shows, and then at 16 I was introduced to Glenn and Lenny Trangrove of Broughton Park Shorthorns. I showed cattle with them over the next 8 years across many shows and sales. They became my adopted family and have continued to mentor and cheer me on through all of my endeavours. In 2003, just after my 17th birthday, I bought 7 ewes and a ram and started Curly Valley Suffolk, naming the stud after my parents' farm. I was hooked and over the following years spent every dollar I made on all things sheep. At 21, I had my first on-property sale, selling 44 rams and was by now adjusting one-third of Mum's farm. Mum homeschooled us, and while giving us a brilliant academic education, I was in need of some social refining. So I headed off to Roseworthy to do a Bachelor of Agriculture, an Advanced Diploma in Rural Business Management, and to learn to be a team player. By this stage, I had won several state sheep and cattle judging championships, which had sent me across the country competing for the national title. In my first year of uni, I told the principal I couldn't afford my accommodation fees. He then saw me at a ram sale, and I got so nervous I bought the wrong ram. After that, I got a job so I could afford both university and sheep. Fresh out of uni in late 2009, I started working for Farmworks as their Dublin sale yard manager and some stock agency work. I was averaging 45 hours by Wednesday night and would then drive to Kanaupin to do stock sales while still running the stud on Kangaroo Island. In 2010, I was drafting lambs at Dublin on a Monday night when I got the call from Richard Murdoch to say I had won the Peter Olsen's Fellowship. When I got off the phone, the yardies were asking me what pen I wanted the lambs in, and I just remember saying, "I don't care, I just want a trip to the UK." They shared my excitement. My project was to look at Suffolk in the UK with the intent of bringing genetics back to infuse into my sheep. They have some incredible muscling in their sheep. So in December that year, I headed off for a 20-day trip through Scotland, England and Wales. I drove 4,000 kilometres, visited 30 properties and did not do one touristy stop. Most properties had multiple studs or mixed operations, so I saw a huge range of sheep, management practices, a dairy, a piggery, and even a privately owned methane-fueled power production plant. I had an amazing time and met some incredible people. Unfortunately, due to quarantine issues, I was unable to bring any genetics back, but it gave me such a boost of enthusiasm and a real goal on how to achieve my breeding objectives with the genetics that were available. I came home focused and knuckled down into work. I loved my job and was gutted in early 2011 to be told the company was sold and my job gone. What a blessing it turned out to be. 2 days later, I was offered a muscle-skinning run with Advanced Livestock Services. It's a job that encompasses everything I love, people, travel and sheep, and has sent me across 4 states. I have seen the good, the bad and the ugly in the sheep industry and made many beautiful friends. Over the same time, I also learnt to shear and shore across much of SA. At 26 years old, on February 14th, 2012, I bought my first property near Manura in the lower mid-north. It had no power, water, sheds, yards, driveway, barely any fencing and no house. But after an 8-month-long battle with the bank, it was mine and it secured the stud's future. I was elated. Even if I was so broke, I missed my first repayment. Enter tough times. Shortly after buying my property, I had a client renege on a $33,000 store land deal, and I was left footing the bill. I had an equally large tax bill that year because I had saved every dollar I made for the property deposit, so I used that money to pay for the lambs. By August, the ATO was threatening to declare me bankrupt, and then the lamb job crashed. Eventually, I got through. A positive side to the year was that I won a Woolworths Agricultural Scholarship that sent me to their Woolworths headquarters in Sydney for a 12-day business course with 30 other like-minded individuals from all agricultural sectors. It was so insightful to see how a corporation on that magnitude works. Plus, we got to meet Miranda Kerr. The next 3 years were relatively uneventful with me developing my property. I had joined the Mid-North Young Guns, and this was when I won the Rural Youth Bursary. My project looked into increasing farm uptake of technology. I did a study tour around properties in the New England district and attended a genetic selection training workshop. I was able to filter the information gathered back through our young farmer group. Our group then won a $30,000 grant, which we used to mentor and set up technology trials with five of our members. It was a great success, with many lessons learnt, new practices adopted, and a flow-on effect of benefit to local farmers in the uptake of those technologies. The great thing about tragedy is that it strengthens your resolution. In mid-2015, my life on a personal level hit some troubled times. I ended up having 550 ewes and lambs on 64 acres, spent $30,000 on feed and a busted old tractor, and except for a now very supportive nearly father-in-law, I was not sure how I would have got through. In 2016, I bought my second property, which also had a 350-ton automated silo system. But things got worse, and by September 2016, I was standing in the sale ring, mid-auction, crying. 70% of the rams passed in. Life had overwhelmed me, and I had dropped the ball. I was alone, defeated, and horribly broke. We all have friends, but every now and again one of those just friends steps forwards and becomes your lifeline. The day after my ram sale, when I was wallowing in misery, my friend Tassie did just that. He told me there was only one option, and that was to pull myself together and fight back. I took his advice, and in 2017 I presented an amazing lineup from the previous year, but I had another terrible sale. This time there was no tears or self-pity, just pure determination. In 2018, the rams looked fabulous, and I had the best sale I have ever had. The hard work finally paid off. This year, my ram sale averaged $1,670, one of the highest averaging British breed sales in SA for the season. Over the same years, I started Clare Valley Grains in 2016 with the help of Hancock Farming Enterprises from the Eyre Peninsula. I needed lupins and couldn't source any locally, so in desperation I rang Mick and a plan was hatched. He brought over a road train, I found buyers for 58 ton and kept 4. We decided there was a market for lupins, so they would supply and deliver the lupins into my silos, where I would then on sell. In the first 12 months we sold approximately 250 ton and then 500 the following year. Things took off last year, with the 500 ton we had contracted being sold by January the 1st. After following numerous leads, I found I could source them cheaper from WA than I could locally. As it turns out, one of my main suppliers was an ex-Mid-North local, and my freight company was based out of New South Wales. Hancock Farming decided it was time for me to fly on my own, so they stepped out for the remainder of the season. By April, I had bought 850 ton from WA and traded it across the country. My clients range from livestock producers, feedlots, dairies and a feed mill. In total, we traded approximately 1400 ton in 6 months. This year, Clare Valley Grains was a semi-finalist for the South Australian Community Achievement Awards. Earlier this year, I was approached by Irish-based Weatherby Scientific to develop their sheep genetics portfolio in Australia. This has been an exciting undertaking as I believe the future of our sheep industry rides on our ability to use genetics to improve profitability and welfare. These days, I am either travelling the country muscle scanning for sheep genetics, representing Weatherbys, trading grain, looking after my stud, the odd day shearing, and trying to squeeze some study in. Recently, I have been honoured to win the Supreme Champion Suffolk Exhibit at the Bendigo Sheep and Wool Show, the Supreme Short Wool Ewe at Hamilton Sheep Vention, and the Champion Suffolk Ewe at the Royal Adelaide Show with a type of ewe that is exactly what I set out to breed. This year, I was also in the top four finalists for the Australian Young Farmer of the Year Award. As I look back over the last 17 years, I cannot thank the agricultural industry enough for how supportive it has been and the opportunities I have gained through winning awards that have enabled me to flourish in my chosen fields. Credit must also go to my dedicated siblings and friends who have encouraged and believed in me through some trying seasons. What a fantastic family the agricultural industry is, and I look forward to the exciting times ahead. I would like to congratulate the 2019 winners tonight and look forward to seeing how they use these awards to develop their futures. In closing, I leave you with this thought. Life does not always turn out the way we dream of, but every day we can choose how we will respond to the challenges thrown our way, and this is what defines us. There is no right time, and you do not know how long you have. So ladies and gentlemen, accept the challenges, take the risks, and live a life that you love and one that inspires others.